We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy, Tara.
All right. Well, Democrats, man, they are pumped. They're going to get everybody Medicare for all. It's going to be awesome.
And it's going to be free, too, I'll bet.
Totally free. Nobody will have to pay for it. Till after the election.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Heritage Foundation did an analysis, and they said, yeah, you know, you can have the totally free health care, but the problem is that the average tax rate in European countries that have the totally free health care is over 50%.
That's a half in Common Core math.
Yeah, that's like, oh, it's more than half. Even in Common Core math, it is, most of the time.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. I mean, and when you have Anderson Cooper pointing this out, that, you know, hey, you know, the taxes are much higher in Europe. He doesn't say how higher, because how much higher, because the Democrats would flip.
You know what? We should apply Common Core math to things that the Democrats want to propose, because then you'd have to explain how you get your answer.
Yes, in excruciating detail.
Exactly.
In soul-killing detail.
Would probably wipe out the Amazon rainforest with the paper it would require, though, but there is that.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of Common Core math, see, that's the problem is that Democrats that support this Medicare for all don't know what it is. That's because, as I point out all the time, their media keeps them dumb. That's the primary purpose, to keep them dumb, keep them uninformed, move the herd forward. Listen to this. I mean, this is how deluded these people are, or delusional. Nearly 3 out of every 4 Democrats believe Medicare for All, their Medicare for All program the Democrats are proposing, includes an option for people to keep their private insurance if they like it. Golly, these people fell for the,
yeah,
if you like your health care plan, you can keep it. Man, they're still ready to believe.
So if it works once, let's just do it again.
Yeah, they're so dang dumb. Okay, so that's after, what, PolitiFact gives the lie of the year to Obama.
Yeah.
If you like your health care plan, you can keep it. Not true. How about this is going to decrease the cost of health care premiums on average for family of 4 by $2,600 a year. Our health care premiums more than doubled. 104% increase. Even in Common Core math, that's more than doubling. Well, this time I'm going to get to keep my health care. No, you're not. Medicare for All, this is from a new poll, also known as single payer, consists of one government-run program. There's only one that provides every American with Medicare coverage. So one, that's not like one program plus your private health insurance paid for by someone else. That's one program. Bernie Sanders has acknowledged on national television, as has Horizontal Harris, that you're going to have to give up your health plan. Single-payer programs require that people drop private insurance providers and sign on to the government-run health care plan. The majority of Democrats, 73%, believe that Medicare for All allows people to cover government-backed insurance if they want to, according to a Navigator research poll released Monday. Republicans are less confused on the issue, with 55% believing that Medicare for All requires each person to drop their private insurance and switch to the government-run program. Are they not always telling us how dumb and ignorant we are?
Oh, absolutely.
But we seem to understand this here. There's a majority, 55%, are like, no, you don't get to keep your private health care. Who is better educated on this issue? Us xenophobic, racist, sexist, homophobic, Islamophobic morons, apparently. God, they live in a world of delusion. Now, here's the key part, Lee. The confusion may explain a discrepancy in Medicare for All polling, you think? At 51%, just over half of Americans support Medicare for All, a Medicare for All program. But when asked about a Medicare program that covers every American but eventually destroys the private health insurance market, 53% oppose such a plan. Americans also tend to oppose a single-payer program if told it will lead to higher taxes and longer wait times, two hallmarks of such a program pretty much everywhere else it's practiced. Here's a link to another article, and this is Associated Press, a liberal publication. Americans, this is a separate article, Americans like the idea of Medicare for All, but support flips to disapproval by the majority if it would result in higher taxes or longer wait times. So, y'all, but man, they're out there. They have this. It's a human right. Well, like to what?
Yeah.
It's a human right to pay more. That's what that is.
Yeah. And to have to wait for it and probably not get some of the procedures you need.
Tara, you just make this stuff up. You're just slinging Republican Party rhetoric. No, not actually. Here's Bernie Sanders. He'll explain.
The taxes in many of those countries are much higher than they are, the individual personal taxes much higher than they are in the United States.
Yeah, but I suspect that a lot of people in this country would be delighted to pay more in taxes if they had health, if they had comprehensive health care as a human right.
Just having something as a, considering something a comprehensive human right does not necessarily make it happen. Or make it good. And I'd still challenge, and for those of you doubters, if you think that a national healthcare system is the way to go, I challenge you to go to some of the British newspaper websites, Daily Mail, The Guardian, several others, The Sun, and just look almost on a daily basis at the horrific and needless deaths of British citizens because they can't get a procedure done or because something was misdiagnosed on a daily basis. And listen, I understand mistakes happen. Doctors make mistakes. But this happens on a regular basis with the national healthcare system, and it is because of their national healthcare system that this happens. That's what will happen if we nationalize and have a comprehensive healthcare plan like Bernie's talking about that is run by the government.
And here's the thing. People fundamentally understand this when it's explained to them. It's from the AP article. Majority of Americans like the idea of Medicare for All, but support flips to a majority disapproval if it would result in higher taxes or longer wait lines. So here's how it worked. 56% support for Medicare for All, 42% against. Okay. But then when people were asked about, you know, the impact, support increased when people were told Medicare for All would guarantee health insurance as a right, 71%, and eliminate premiums and reduce out-of-pocket costs, 67% supported it then. But if they were told that a government-run system could lead to delays in getting care or higher taxes, support plunged to 26%.
Yeah. Reality kicks in.
Yeah. Support fell to 32% if it would threaten the current Medicare program. Here's some dude from Harvard pointing out the obvious. The issue that will be really fundamental would be the tax issue, said Robert Blendon, a professor at Harvard.
Well, that took a PhD
well,
to figure
yeah,
out,
genius. What do I get my Harvard fellowship?
Yeah, really.
I know. I could have figured that one out.
You should get a Terra ship.
I should, too. I think so. Absolutely.
Not a fellowship, a Terra ship.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So this is not going to be hard to knock down. When you hear these talking heads go, Trump should have a hard time. American people want Medicare for All. No, they don't. Not the plan that the Democrats are pushing. Here's another problem. Most working age people currently covered by an employer said they would be able to keep their current plan under the government-run system. Nope. Only 37% correctly answered they would not. Once they found out they couldn't keep it, they're like, oh, heck no. And by the way, Lee, none of this even touches on the fact that they literally cannot pay for this.
Yeah.
They can't. They can't pay for this. Their only plan is to borrow money.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let me read some of the stuff with the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, hey, Tara, start taxing people that pay no taxes, and you would hear an outcry like you've never heard. Sure, they are for it if they don't have to pay for it. See, that's the problem in America is the math. As the Heritage Foundation brilliantly explained, the average tax rate in European countries with a socialized healthcare system. The average tax rate, which is on the middle class, the lower middle class, is over 50%. I mean, so you got just shy of half the country right now does not effectively pay income taxes. They pay payroll taxes, but they don't pay income taxes. And I mean, so going back to any kind, I mean, tax time is party time in this country. We've been through the stats. That's where you get the transfer payment. You maybe go buy yourself a new car, whatever it is you want. This is why people who don't pay taxes often drive nicer cars than people who do. So, I mean, the idea that you're gonna somehow pay for a healthcare plan for the whole country by taxing half the country, when in Europe they got to tax everyone, once you add in the VAT and the income tax and all that stuff they have, it's over 50%. Okay. Good luck with that. Text writes, something so often not mentioned is that those on Medicare now have been paying premiums on their coverage their whole working life. It is not a benefit from the government, but rather a paid-for insurance program administered by the government. Good point. Texter writes, Tara, why doesn't some 70 IQ journalist ask that status numbnut, I love that status numbnut, Bernie Sanders, why must we pay more for a human right? We ought to be able to seek it at the best price in a free and open marketplace and not be forced into a rationing line. I don't know. Ask him. Texter writes, I noticed last night that CNN and MSNBC did not even show Trump's rally. Actually, CNN did for a few minutes. They cut away in the first 5 minutes after the crowd began chanting, CNN sucks. Sure, that was just a coink-a-dink. All right, meanwhile, Trump's on fire at the rally yesterday. Just enjoy listening to him. Here is today's second epic rant, so you can get a taste of what went on there.
Celebrate America. This election is a verdict on whether we want to live in a country where the people who lose an election refuse to concede and spend the next 2 years trying to shred our Constitution and rip your country apart. You remember during one of the debates when Crooked Hillary said, if I win, are you going to support me? But I must be honest, I didn't give her a great answer. That might have been my hardest question during the debates. Isn't it amazing that it worked the other way around, right? Isn't it amazing? If you want to know how the system is rigged, just compare how they came after us for 3 years with everything they have versus the free pass they gave to Hillary and her aides after they set up an illegal server, destroyed evidence, deleted and acid-washed 33,000 emails, exposed classified information, and turned the State Department into a pay-for-play cash machine. Emails deleted. Think of it. I keep mentioning, you know, there was a lot of corruption on the other side. But, you know, the simplest thing, they get a subpoena from the United States Congress and they decide that they're not going to give it. So, Lindsey Graham, they delete and they acid wash, which is very expensive. Nobody does it. They acid wash those emails. Never to be seen again, but we may find them somewhere deep in the State Department. We may. But can you imagine if I got a subpoena? Think of this. If I got a subpoena for emails, if I deleted one email, like a love note to Melania. It's the electric chair.
It's the electric chair. No, he's not wrong about that. Subpoenas do, and which is the point he's making, subpoenas don't apply to Democrats, as we know. They don't apply to deep state. They don't apply to the Democrats. They don't apply. I mean, they're optional. I mean, if you want to comply, great. If you'd rather just destroy the evidence under subpoena, that would be fine, too. It's the world we live in. It's the world we live in. And it's nuts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, interesting day in court for Sheriff Will Lewis the other day. A couple of things to note. Does it seem like he just keeps getting charged with more and more and more stuff? Yeah. Well, he isn't. He hasn't. He keeps getting charged with the same thing again and again. And then the judge says, we need more details. Because in the state of South Carolina, the way it works, you can't just say, okay, we charge you with perjury. You got to give more details when you indict somebody. And the reason you have to, and you've got a deadline for this, is because your attorney has to be able to begin to assemble a case to defend you, you know, the defense. And so I've been watching this Will Lewis thing for a while. I haven't been talking about it much. And the reason I haven't is because those details haven't been provided. And the judge keeps throwing out the indictments or saying, you know, come back with more details. I mean, you can't indict without saying what your evidence is. You have to produce evidence. I mean, this is not the FBI. This is not Washington, D.C. This is a regular American court. So yesterday, for the first time, we got a little bit of evidence. And here's what I have to say about this, okay? And I'm going to be very careful how I tread here. Do not be surprised if Sheriff Will Lewis beats every one of these charges and runs again for sheriff. Now, will he be elected again? I don't know. He cheated on his loving wife. Not good to do in office. I don't even know if I could support him again if he ran for sheriff. I you know, even if all these charges were blown away. But I want you to get an idea of what he's facing and what their arguments are. Let's start with the worst. Cheated on his wife. Yeah, he's a scumbag. Did it in office. Yep. The lady he did it with, he's charged. One of the charges is basically using funds to further his extramarital affair. We don't want that to happen. And the argument by the prosecutor, you begin to see why the prosecutors here did not want to put a lot of details in their indictments, is that he bought her, you know, and you've heard this before, he bought her, you know, he gave her the $60,000 salary, got her the brand new car and the laptop. There's one problem with that. He didn't. And I didn't understand this till this week. He cannot create a position for his lover, his best friend, or anyone else. Only the county creates positions. He didn't create this position for her. The county did. The county created it. The county sets compensation limits. So everybody's been talking about, you got to pay $60,000. That's an outrage. Maybe. But he didn't set that salary. The county did. Will Lewis and the current sheriff don't get to set salaries. They don't get to create jobs. Only the county can do that. They have to go to the county. What he did with Savannah Neighbors may be unseemly, unethical, and quite frankly, gross. But to say he created a job for her and gave her all that stuff, he simply did not. The county created it. Another problem. She wasn't the first person it was offered to. First person turned it down. She was the second person it was offered to. It's a little different than what you've been reading, isn't it? I just, when I'm looking at it, I'm wondering, you know, how are they going to sustain that charge with that information? I just, you know, and I'm just wondering aloud. That's all I'm doing. I'm just thinking aloud. Maybe I should not get in trouble. Here's another one of the charges. This one sounds bad. Perjury. We don't like perjury. I mean, that's nasty, right? Well, what are they accusing him of? It appears at this time, unless they have something else, and if they do, they have not presented it to the judge, which means, they're not going to be able to indict him without the evidence. Here's the perjury. You ready for this? If you hire a new sheriff's deputy, right, and he had hired somebody from Malden. All right, spare me the Malden jokes. He hired a deputy from Malden, right? Well, for every deputy you hire, you have to turn a report into SLED. Everybody does this across the state. You got to background check them and run through a bunch of things. You have to notify them of the hiring and sign a thing saying you did the background check. Well, he signed a thing saying he did the background check. Sent it to SLED. They claim the background check wasn't done until 3 days after the document was received, ergo perjury. So I have one problem. The administrator who conducts the background check at the sheriff's department signed that she did the background check. And then he signed after her. Yeah. You mean that's the perjury? Yeah, that's the perjury. See where I'm going with this? Now, there may be more here that the defense is improperly holding back, but if they don't cough it up soon, I mean, I don't know how you're going to go to trial when you literally don't have details on charges. And I'm beginning to wonder, I mean, I'm getting tired of this. Either bring it or quit harassing him. Here's another one. Improperly deputized. Gave somebody a badge. So one of the charges against, the criminal charges against him, gave someone a badge inappropriately. Well, who? Well, the badge was given to his general counsel. On the badge, it said general counsel. The charge says giving a badge to somebody who's not qualified. Well, he didn't hire him to be a deputy. He hired him to be a general counsel. This guy has 20 years of experience as a prosecutor and a defense attorney. So he's not unqualified. And there's a second problem. Can't deputize your general counsel. You can't give him a badge. Well, the current sheriff deputized his general counsel with a badge. Same thing. So, I mean, I don't know if they're going to indict Johnny Mack or what. I mean, I'm not suggesting that this morning. Please don't misunderstand. Now you're thinking, well, yeah, but wasn't he accused of forcing that girl to play piano with him? He was. Wasn't he charged with that? Starts with R, ends with E. That charge? No. Wait, he was never charged with? No, he wasn't. Who decided that? Charlotte-Mecklenburg police. Wait, they investigated. Yeah. And they didn't charge him? No. Well, but did they interview him? Can we get transcripts of that? No. They heard her story and never bothered to call him for an interview and close the case. Does that mean he's innocent? Heck if I know. Does that mean he's a good guy? Oh, heck no. I'm not arguing that. I'm just waiting for something here. I mean, I'm just waiting to see something that makes some kind of sense, and I may yet see it. There may be more here, and so I'm leaving myself a big bunch of wiggle room. But the attorney was incredibly frustrated. His attorney was incredibly frustrated in court yesterday. He's got you can't indict a man for having an affair. I mean, you can't. You have to give us something. You can't go perjury. Obstruction of justice, like the Democrats do in Washington, and then, when you're in court, you actually gotta explain, like, what did he do? And they haven't. How about obstruction of justice? Well, he ordered his employees not to cooperate with SLED. Oh. That's damaging. When do you do that? At the last staff meeting. But they have a recording of that. He's not on it anywhere saying that. Oh, it was another staff meeting. The prosecution says. Oh, cool. Which one? They're all recorded. See, they've offered him a plea deal a couple of times. He says, I would give you probation if you plead guilty to misconduct in office. He says, no, I want a trial. All I'm saying here, folks, and I know a lot more about this than I can say right now, is watch this case. This is about to get really, really interesting. And if it goes the way that I think it will go, shame on him for cheating on his wife. But this wasn't a crime fest. This was a political hit job. Does he still deserve to be sheriff? That's up to you. I don't know about a guy who cheats on his wife. I don't like that, and I don't know. Is this a fair legal process? Well, I'll be able to comment on that when the prosecutor pulls something out of his rear end that makes sense. That hasn't happened thus far. I'll update you if it does. All right, just asking some questions, and they may be answered by the prosecution in the Sheriff Will Lewis case eventually. But I'm just asking some questions. I mean, if you're going to indict the guy on giving his general counsel a badge under the premise that, giving a badge to somebody who's not qualified for the position, I mean, the guy's got, 20 years experience as a defense attorney, a prosecutor. I mean, I'd call that qualified. You're going to have a hard time with that in court. You're also going to have a hard time. And I want to make this clear, too, that current sheriff didn't give his personal counsel a badge. He allowed her to keep the one she already had. But again, I would ask the question, if you're going to charge Will Lewis for that, why don't you charge Johnny Mack? I mean, unless there's something they're not letting out here. I don't know why they wouldn't put this out if they've got good evidence. It's just dragged on and on and on and on. I'm not defending Will Lewis. People are already misunderstanding this. I'm not defending him. I made that really clear. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I don't care what else Will Lewis did. He cheats on his wife and family, so that makes him a dishonest person. All right. It's not a crime. All I need to know about him, Jeff says, we don't need a dishonest person in law enforcement. Awesome. If he beats the charges, vote against him. If he even runs again. I'd be fine with me. I'm just asking the question here about what this exactly is about, and I'm not coming up with any answers that make any kind of sense. Amy and Easley, you've got some thoughts on this.
Yes, I do, Tara, and I agree with you 100%. Is he a dog and not trustworthy for cheating on his wife? Absolutely. But all this other stuff they're digging up with no evidence or no facts and trying to throw at him just to prosecute him or put him in jail for having an affair, no, I don't think that is fair. And again, like you said, if he runs for sheriff, that's up to the people to vote and decide. I would not vote for him. You would probably not vote for him. Most of the people probably would not. But having an affair, like you said, is not a crime. And why they're digging up all this other stuff to try to make stick at him, I don't understand.
Yeah, and that's where this is going to get really interesting, Amy. And I wish I could tell you the other stuff I know, but I can't. All I'm saying is, and thank you for your phone call. Watch this. Just keep your eye on this case, because I have a feeling things are about to get really, really interesting. Texter on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line writes, we have a habit in this state of electing people who cheat on their wives. Yeah, we do. Do we elect any other kind? Well, them and Lindsey Graham. Never cheated on his wife. Can say that definitively. He's never had a wife. Texter writes, is this one of those situations where the prosecutor is purposefully bringing up the weakest charges so Lewis will get off, i.e. good old boys club? All I'm going to say is stay tuned. We've got our eyes on this one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.